Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Wednesday, 14th of February, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are poised to witness a negative session today as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a weak start for the broader index with a fall of 32 points. In the previous session, the Nifty 50 and Sensex erased most of the prior day's losses and ended higher on the back of upbeat Asian cues and favorable macroeconomic data. At close, the Sensex was up 0.68% at 71,555 and the Nifty rose 0.59% at 21,743. On the daily charts, analysts see the Nifty finding buying interest from the 21,540 to 21,520 zone. The intraday bounce in the previous session was restricted in between 21,760 to 21,730, where analysts see the key hourly moving averages being placed. Thus, analysts now foresee a narrow range-bound move for the Nifty, while volatility is likely to remain high. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Zee Entertainment will be in focus as the company reported its Q3 numbers. Net profit more than doubled on year to Rs. 58.5 crore, even as revenue slipped 3% to Rs. 2045 crore. On the other hand, Gujarat Gas posted an over 26% decline in its Q3 net profit, while revenue rose merely 2%. EBITDA margin also contracted 270 basis points. Lastly, we have Deepak Nitrite, which also reported its Q3 earnings. Net profit fell 3.4% on year to Rs. 202 crore, while revenue and EBITDA margin were flat. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, the 30 stocks Dow Jones Index shed 1.4% overnight to clock its worst day since March 2023. The S&P lost 1.4% and the Nasdaq Composite slumped 1.8%. This sharp fall comes after a hotter-than-expected inflation reading for January, which triggered caution among investors over delays in the Federal Reserve's rate cuts. The Consumer Price Index gained 0.3% in January on a monthly basis and rose 3.1% year-on-year, higher than the estimated 2.9%. Moving on to Asia-Pacific, the trend was the same as major markets fell. Markets in China still remain closed. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 slipped 1.3%, extending its losing streak the third session. Japan's Nikkei 225 also fell from its 34-year highs, down 0.5%. South Korea's Kospi also dropped 1.5%, dragged by a sharp fall in index heavyweight stock Samsung Electronics, while the small-cap KOSDAQ lost 0.9%. Futures tied to the Hang Seng hint at a positive start as the market opens for trade after the holiday. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Divya Sood of Master Capital Services, who shares her review of the Q3 earnings season so far.
As the majority of Indian companies across industries now declare their third quarter profits, excitement rises as to which sector performed better and what the outlook is going to be for the next quarter. Earnings for the Q3 FY24 were mostly in line with estimates. Energy, metal and cement businesses have emerged as the stars of the ongoing Q3 result season, with the largest year-on-year increase in net profit driven by an uptick in capex cycle, robust demand and strong margins. The banking sector is expanding rapidly, with most banks reporting strong margins and improving asset quality. IT services companies reported comparatively good performance as compared to estimates. TCS and Infosys reported decent growth. The majority of IT firms have lowered their guidance. Pharma sector reported mixed performance, with some companies doing well, while others face challenges. Consumer good industries continue to face pressure on demand sentiments as a result of persistent inflationary problems and a slower than anticipated rural recovery. Now, the outlook. The outlook will be influenced by inflationary pressures, the interest rate, global geopolitical events, and the evolution of government spending ahead of 2024 general election. Some companies witnessed margin pressures due to rising input costs and expenses. Individual company performance within each sector varied greatly.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a nice day. We will catch you on Thursday at the same time.